The Safe Homes program is just getting started in Port Edwards. Anyone who applies will have a background check done by local law enforcement. If they pass, they'll get a sticker to put in their window which tells kids in trouble that this house is a safe haven. Instructor Deb Troyanowski of Port Edwards Elementary School is one of the main people behind the effort.
I would prefer not to be excited about something like this, but unfortunately that's the way our society has come around, and I think we just need some sort of a safety net.
Applications are coming in every day from people who want their houses to sport the Safe Homes logo, which is a Blackhawk, the Port Edwards School mascot. Police School Liaison Officer Greg Staniforth mentioned the program to people at Amber Alert, the missing children alert system, and there may be a possibility of Safe Homes spreading around the country to other communities involved in the Amber Plan. Troyanowski says these big ideas have been happening fast.
My biggest fear is that before we got everything in place, that something was going to happen to one of the children in our community. And that would make me feel just awful because we're so close, but yet we were like millions of miles away. So Greg and I are in a big hurry to get this, you know, pushing it. We've only been actually working on it probably about 3 weeks.
Once they see enough Blackhawks in windows, the organizers will talk to kids in school so they know to knock on those doors in any genuine emergency, like getting hurt falling off a bike or getting bullied or meeting a stranger who seems threatening. Some cities already have similar programs, like the Helping Hand program in some Wisconsin communities. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.